Governor Andrew Cuomo is beginning 2019 a little early. Cuomo, in a speech at the New York City Bar Association, outlined what he admits is an ambitious agenda for the first 100 days of his third term, which starts January 1st. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Thank you very, very much. Well, it's an exciting day today.
Cuomo's plans for the new year include codifying the abortion rights in the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into state law. He also wants to protect the provisions of the Federal Affordable Care Act and state statute, including protections for people with pre-existing conditions. And he says he'll seek passage of anti-discrimination legislation for transgender New Yorkers, strengthen gun control laws, and expand voting access, including making Election Day a state holiday. And the governor says it's time to permit victims of childhood sexual abuse to sue their abusers and for New York to join 10 other states that have already legalized recreational marijuana. Cuomo's often blamed the failures of many of those items on the state Senate, where Republicans controlled the chamber. But he says it will now be easier to enact many of the changes since the Democrats gained nearly two-thirds of the seats in the Senate in November's election.
It is our position to make change. We have a Democratic Senate, a Democratic Assembly. Now is the time to make these changes. There are no more excuses, my friends. Now is the time to stand up and lead.
The governor borrowed the theme for his address from a New Yorker who served the longest term as president of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Cuomo has said repeatedly that he's not seeking higher office. But he says because of President Donald Trump and his policies, the nation is facing an historic social crisis similar to the economic one faced by FDR during the Great Depression. And he says in New York, he wants to do something about it.
We have a president who simply doesn't believe in FDR's famous four freedoms and is affirmatively creating fear and want and stifling freedom of speech and worship.
Cuomo says even though he will be dealing with the legislature of the same party for the first time since he's been governor, he does not expect it all to go smoothly and is anticipating some adversity. Some of those disagreements may center on the amount of money the state gives to schools. Many Democrats, including several newly elected state senators, want the state to finally fulfill a 12-year-old court order. It said New York needs to spend billions more dollars a year on its poorest schools. Cuomo says it's time to move past that court decision, though, and redistribute existing aid more equitably within individual school districts.
These are ghosts of the past and distractions from the present.
The New York State Board of Regents, as well as a group made up of teachers, principals, and the School Boards Association, say state aid to schools needs to be increased by $2 billion next year to finally fulfill the court order. The school funding advocacy group, Alliance for a Quality Education, in a statement, followed up on the governor's Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol analogy, saying Cuomo is the Ebenezer Scrooge of public schools and that the aid formula devised after the court decision is not a fictitious ghost of the past, but New York state law. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.